This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 119, Biography of Rick Scott, the Senator from Florida. General information. Rick Scott, born Richard Lynn Scott on December 1, 1952, is a prominent American politician serving as the junior United States Senator from Florida since 2019. He is a member of the Republican Party and has had a significant impact on both state and national politics. Before his political career, Scott was known for his business acumen, particularly as the former CEO of Columbia, HCA, one of the largest healthcare companies in the United States. Early life and education. Rick Scott was born in Bloomington, Illinois, to Orville Scott, a truck driver, and Esther Scott, a homemaker. He grew up in a modest household, which instilled in him a strong work ethic from a young age. Scott attended high school in Kansas City, Missouri, where he was involved in various school activities and sports. After graduating, he enrolled at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, but his education was interrupted when he joined the United States Navy. During his service, Scott was stationed in Vietnam, where he served as a radar operator on a ship. Upon returning from military service, Scott completed his bachelor's degree in business administration at Southern Methodist University in 1975. He later earned a law degree from SMU Dedman School of Law in 1978, although he never practiced law, choosing instead to pursue a career in business. Early career. After law school, Rick Scott moved into the business world, initially working as an executive at various companies. His most notable early career move was in 1987 when he co-founded Columbia Hospital Corporation with two other partners. Under Scott's leadership, Columbia Hospital Corporation merged with Hospital Corporation of America, HCA, in 1994, forming Columbia, HCA, which became the largest for-profit healthcare provider in the U.S. However, his tenure was marred by a major scandal when the company was found guilty of fraudulent billing practices, leading to a record-breaking $1.7 billion fine. Scott resigned in 1997 amidst the controversy but was never personally charged with any wrongdoing. After leaving Columbia, HCA, Scott ventured into other business investments and also engaged in philanthropy, focusing on education and healthcare initiatives. His business background would later become a cornerstone of his political campaigns, where he positioned himself as an outsider to the political establishment. Election history. Rick Scott's political career began in earnest when he decided to run for governor of Florida in 2010. He self-funded much of his campaign, spending over $70 million of his own money, which was one of the largest self-funded campaigns in U.S. history. His campaign focused on job creation, reducing government spending, and improving education. He narrowly defeated Democrat Alex Sink in the election, becoming Florida's 45th governor. As governor, Scott served two terms from 2011 to 2019. His tenure was marked by efforts to reduce state debt, lower taxes, and reform education, although he faced criticism for his handling of environmental issues and his initial opposition to Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. In 2018, after his gubernatorial term limits prevented him from running again, Scott announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate. He challenged incumbent Democratic Senator Bill Nelson in what became one of the most expensive and closely watched Senate races of that cycle. After a contentious recount, Scott was declared the winner by a margin of just over 10,000 votes. Political stances. Rick Scott's political philosophy aligns with conservative principles, emphasizing limited government, free market economics, and traditional values. He has been a vocal proponent of tax cuts, deregulation, and reducing the size of government. On healthcare, despite his past with Columbia, HCA, Scott has been critical of the Affordable Care Act, advocating for its repeal and replacement with market-driven solutions. However, during his time as governor, he eventually supported Medicaid expansion, recognizing its benefits for Florida's low-income population. Environmentally, Scott's record has been mixed. He has been criticized for policies perceived to favor business interests over environmental protection, particularly concerning water quality and climate change. However, he has also supported initiatives aimed at improving Florida's water infrastructure. In terms of immigration, Scott supports border security and has advocated for policies that would enhance border enforcement while also supporting pathways to legal status for certain undocumented immigrants, particularly those brought to the U.S. as children. On social issues, Scott has generally supported conservative positions, including opposition to abortion and same-sex marriage, although he has shown some flexibility, notably in his support for anti-discrimination laws protecting the rights of the LGBTQ+ community in employment. His tenure in the Senate has seen him focus on issues like veterans affairs, where he has pushed for better health care and benefits for veterans, reflecting his own military background. He also emphasizes national security, advocating for a strong military and robust defense policies. Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, has garnered significant support for a variety of reasons, one of which is his business background. Before entering politics, Scott was the CEO of Columbia, HCA, one of the largest healthcare companies in the U.S., which gives him a unique perspective on economic issues and job creation. His experience in the private sector is often cited by supporters as evidence of his understanding of what it takes to stimulate economic growth and manage large organizations effectively. Another pillar of support for Senator Scott is his focus on law enforcement and public safety. He has been vocal about supporting law enforcement officers, advocating for policies that enhance their ability to protect communities. This stance resonates with many Floridians who prioritize safety and order, especially in light of national debates over police funding and reform. His initiatives to back the blue have solidified his image as a law and order candidate, appealing to voters who see crime as a critical issue. Scott's legislative efforts in healthcare reform also play a significant role in his support base. Given his background, he has pushed for changes in healthcare policy that aim to reduce costs and increase competition, which appeals to those frustrated with the current system's inefficiencies and high costs. His advocacy for market-driven solutions in healthcare has won him favor among those who believe in less government intervention in healthcare markets. On the issue of immigration, Senator Scott has taken a hard-line stance, which has bolstered his support among voters concerned with border security and illegal immigration. He supports policies aimed at strengthening border control and has been critical of what he perceives as overly lenient immigration policies. This position aligns with a significant portion of his voter base who prioritize national sovereignty and legal immigration processes. Furthermore, Rick Scott's campaign against what he describes as woke culture and his resistance to what he sees as excessive political correctness have resonated with many in Florida. He positions himself as a defender of traditional values and free speech, often criticizing movements he believes undermine these principles. This stance has attracted voters who feel marginalized by progressive cultural shifts, seeing Scott as a champion of their views in a changing political landscape. Lastly, his grassroots campaigning and direct engagement with constituents have been pivotal. Scott is known for his extensive travel across Florida, meeting with voters, and understanding their concerns firsthand. This hands-on approach has helped him build a personal connection with many, portraying him as a senator who listens and acts on the feedback from his constituents. His commitment to being accessible and responsive to voter issues has fostered a loyal support base that values direct representation. Rick Scott, the senator from Florida, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons, one of which is his controversial policies and decisions. His tenure as governor of Florida, where he implemented policies that many viewed as detrimental to public welfare, has left a lasting negative impression. Notably, his refusal to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act has been a point of contention, leading to many Floridians lacking access to affordable health care. This decision was seen not only as a political move but also as one that directly impacted the health and well-being of Florida's citizens, particularly the less fortunate. Another reason for the lack of support for Rick Scott is his association with corporate interests over public good. His background as the CEO of Columbia, HCA, which was embroiled in one of the largest healthcare fraud cases in U.S. history, has raised questions about his integrity and commitment to public service. Many voters and political analysts argue that his policies often favor big businesses, potentially at the expense of the average citizen's needs. This perception is reinforced by his legislative actions that seem to prioritize tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations, which critics argue do not trickle down to benefit the broader population. Environmental issues also play a critical role in the opposition against Scott. During his governorship, Florida saw significant environmental degradation, particularly concerning water quality and the protection of natural resources. His administration was criticized for not doing enough to combat pollution, especially in areas like the Everglades and Florida's coastal waters. His skepticism towards climate change and reluctance to implement robust environmental policies have alienated environmentalists and those concerned about the future of Florida's natural landscapes. Moreover, Scott's political style and tactics have not endeared him to all. His campaign strategies, which often involve heavy spending on negative advertising, have been criticized for fostering a divisive political climate. His approach to politics, seen by some as more about winning at all costs rather than fostering bipartisan cooperation, has led to a polarized electorate. This has resulted in a significant portion of the population feeling alienated by his methods, viewing them as manipulative and lacking in genuine concern for the state's diverse needs. Lastly, Rick Scott's handling of social issues has further distanced him from certain voter demographics. His stance on topics like immigration, gun control, and women's rights often aligns with conservative viewpoints, which do not resonate with the more progressive or moderate voters in Florida. His policies and public statements on these issues have been seen as out of touch with the evolving demographics and values of the state, particularly in urban areas where diversity and progressive values are on the rise. These factors contribute to a broad base of opposition, making it challenging for him to garner widespread support across the state. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.